Change the Way You See Everything Through Acid-Based Thinking. Authors, Catherine Kramer and Hank Wasiak. People from all walks of life surpass their current levels of excellence and achievement just by shifting, even so slightly, the way they see everything. When you decrease your focus on what is wrong, deficit-based thinking, or DBT, and increase your focus on what's right, acid-based thinking, or ABT, you build enthusiasm and energy, strengthen relationships, and move people and productivity to the next level. In today's world of economic uncertainty and alarming media headlines, we are constantly reminded of the potential negative side of virtually everything around us. As anxiety levels rise, DBT becomes our steady diet that leads to mental, emotional, and spiritual starvation. It zaps our energy and robs us of the enthusiasm and conviction we need to make the most of our own lives and positively impact the lives of others. In spite of our biological programming, DBT does not have to rule our minds, spirits, or actions. With concentrated, well-guided effort, we can regain energy, harness our inherent, albeit sometimes latent, optimism, and powerfully engage what life has to offer. All it takes is a slight shift in the way we see everything. Magnify what's best, focus on what's next. The principle, magnify what's best, focus on what's next, requires you to be keenly aware of who you are and what you want to achieve and contribute, even while navigating demanding and chaotic situations. When you magnify what's best and focus on what's next, you're proactive. You approach life from the inside out, not the outside in. You look at demands, even setbacks and mistakes, in terms of how they can serve you and your priorities. You scan your environment and ask yourself, how is it possible for me to advance my agenda given the current circumstances? You transform every encounter into fuel for advancing your agenda, which includes Step 1. Mentally assign yourself two different roles, the observer and the navigator. The observer's job is to manage the ratio of proactive to reactive behavior. The navigator will intentionally and purposefully move you through the day. Step 2. Throughout the course of your daily activity, periodically check with the observer to register how proactive you've been. The best way to foster proactive self-awareness is to catch yourself in the process of doing that. Attitudes and strengths that you recognize and confirm will deepen and become even stronger. Step 3. Whenever you get caught in a reactive spiral, pause. Ask your observer, what personal skills and abilities do I have that can help me shift from reactive to proactive? Step 4. Reflect on your day. Give yourself points for being self-aware and proactive. People who have better recall for episodes of success than for episodes of failure are more optimistic, self-confident, and effective. Change the way you see other people. Acid-based thinkers are relatively unaffected by the negative traits of others. They've learned to deflect the negativity, suspend judgment, and go beneath the surface to make contact with the positive motives that are fueling the negativity. Use your positive filters. Every type of interaction is a perfect time for you to put on your positive filters. Here's how it works. 1. Before you interact, take a moment to see something about the person that you find valuable, admirable, or interesting. Research confirms that the tone you set, positive or negative, in the first 7 seconds of any interaction determines the predominant tone for the remainder of the interaction. 2. Let your positive perception of others guide what you say and do in the first 7 seconds of the interaction. 3. Throughout the interaction, scan and consciously register other things you find positive and interesting. Your ongoing positive commentary about the other person will be the background for what you say and do in the foreground. 4. If an interaction becomes persistently negative and disturbing, finding the positive motives fueling the behavior is a bit trickier. It is far easier to get traction with a person if you speak to the deeper, positive motives rather than react to the surface negativity. If you're not sure which positive motives might be driving the other person's disturbance, just ask yourself, what might drive me to behave that way? Ignore negative agendas unless they're fueling abusive, harmful, dangerous behavior. In those situations, take time out, remove yourself, call for help, do whatever you need to stop interacting until it's safe to do so. Human beings have a finely tuned Geiger counter. Most disturbing behavior is fueled by both positive and negative motives. Engaging the negative motives throws the interaction further off course. Engaging the positive motives gets it back on track. Change the way you see situations. ABT widens and sharpens your personal frame of reference, so you can enlarge the perspective of others. This allows the combined talents and strengths of multiple asset-based thinkers to grow exponentially, making it possible to see and harvest an amazing array of benefits. Remember, benefits better the view. Every time. See problem as a pause. Whenever a problem pops up and impedes your progress, simply pause the problem. See it in slow motion. This allows you the chance to observe what's really happening, filter out the distractions, solve the problem fast, and get on with doing what's important. Don't get overwhelmed by problems or their intimidating situations. It's not worth it. See the problem as a pause. Find other ways to move towards the goal. The wider the lens, the better the view. Learn to agree with what happens. See reality clearly, accept it, and problem solve from that vantage point. You can have an accepting attitude without endorsing or reveling in them. With these steps, you will widen your lens and better your view. Step 1. Monitor your first thoughts when you encounter adverse situations, such as a traffic jam, missed deadline, or personal disappointment. If your thoughts are argumentative, for example, "I can't believe this. What did I do to deserve this? I'll show them." Give yourself a chance to widen your lens. Step 2. Widen your view by asking yourself, "What is troubling me about the situation?" Be realistic and specific. For example, "I want to be on time, and now I will not arrive on schedule." Or, "I was disappointed that he failed to call because I was counting on a night out." Then ask yourself, "What are my opportunities and possibilities now?" For example, "I can prepare for my meeting while I'm sitting in this traffic and arrive in a good mood." Or, "I can find and read a good book and relax." Step 3. Generate action geared towards minimizing the downside of the situation and generate other actions aimed at maximizing the upside of the situation. Ask yourself this open-ended question. What if I were to... Be creative with your answers. For example, "Listen to a great audio tape and rehearse my agenda." Or, "Call my friends since I haven't seen them in ages." The notion of having good blind spots is a familiar one. In addition to the actual blind spot in our peripheral vision, because of the way our optic nerve functions, most people find they have mental blind spots when it comes to the qualities in themselves, both shortcomings and long suits, that others more readily see. When faced with challenging situations, whether welcome or unwelcome, our automatic alarm or alert reactions tend to create situational blind spots. Situational blind spots conceal the wide array of assets, what we have to work with and build on in every situation. Apply the principle, the wider the lens, the better the view, and you'll eliminate situational blindness once and for all.